There, Matty Dale joins us now. Morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning, Sean. Very well, thank you.
I just saying, I love that story yesterday. The Alan McRae with an 8-year-old second up, and he got the money and brained him at Narromine. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there with Luke. It's, there's no rules in racing, and there's further proof.
Exactly. And he looked a treat. He pulled up. He wouldn't have blown a candle out afterwards.
It's a great result, and I'm sure it would have given Alan and his crew a great thrill.
Yeah, too right. Good luck to them. Now, you got a couple of nice runners today. You got Clear Sailing going around in the first, and this horse had two runs back from the spell. Been going well.
Yeah, she was happy enough with her run first up, and second up, she went onto a very heavy track, and I thought she only just got through it. So opted to place her back onto a firmer track today and up in distance. Been looking for her to sort of work solidly to the line, and I dare say off the back of today, she'll be looking for further still.
All right. We go to the fourth. You've got Backless going around here. It's had the one run back. It was a nice run after about a six-month spell the other day at Goulburn. Ran third.
Thought it was a good sound return. Got a slight gear change today. She's always worn the earmuffs in her races, and today she'll just wear them to the barriers and to keep her sort of settled, and then she'll have them removed. So I think she seems to have come on nicely since her first up run. The extra 100 metres will be of benefit. And, yeah, albeit a small, tricky field, she'll be right in the thick of it.
Matty, interesting putting the earmuffs off in the barriers or just before she goes in. Obviously, that'll help settle her down on the way there. Did you find there any benefit or just no benefit during a run in the race?
Well, early on, she was quite a cantankerous filly, and she actually needed them to sort of settle in a race. Their first up the other day at Goulburn, I thought she settled really well and maybe too well, and was just a little bit one-paced, I thought, yeah, late. And so I wanted to take them off her and have a look at them, have a look at her without them. But because she can be a little bit hot at times, opted to just leave them on to go to the barriers.
It's funny, you've just got to keep fine-tuning all the time, haven't you?
They're all completely different, and what works for one might not work for the other, but this is the sort of approach we're going with today, and we'll reassess afterwards.
All right. Now, we've got to ask you, obviously, Fell Swoop. How's Fell Swoop progressing?
Yeah, he's coming along nice. He's had a couple of good gallops at home here at Canberra, and at this stage, he will go to Randwick on Monday and trial. He'll then have a second trial 2 weeks later and be ready to go to the races first up on the 16th of September.
All right, the two trials. Is that normal practice? I know sometimes you just tend to give him the one trial, but is this just in preparation, the way you've planned the program? You want to get the two trials in?
Yeah, I generally give them either two jump outs or two trials. The trip away will be good for him, just to put him in a truck and take him away and get added benefit out of that. And obviously here we have jump outs on the synthetic track at Canberra, and just being able to put him in against some more open class horses rather than he'd be going around with sort of maidens or class ones here, it's just better for him to get him ready for what will be a pretty serious campaign.
Well, it's interesting because I see where Chris Waller took Winx to the races, I think, on Saturday just for a day out.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio driving home, and a few people still do that sort of thing, and it was an old school thing to do. Particularly with nervous or anxious horses, just to keep them settled. But she's been doing that for a while, I think, and I wouldn't be stopping anything that's worked in the past with Winx.
No, too right. No, today you got two good live chances, haven't you?
Yeah, two live chances in smallish field. So yeah, hopefully we can come away with a winner. Hopefully two.
All right, terrific. Good luck today, Matt.
Great. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Dale joining us.